Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Bill Belichick not ready to commit to a Pats quarterback. Name a guy. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
How you doing there, man?
Woo, Key, this makes me want to be down. Where we at? We at Miami. We at Wet Willie's. We in Vegas with this kind of music. Look, Key, Wet Willie's brought memories back for Key. You know you've been to Wet Willie's.
No, I called a cab from Wet Willie's before.
He's just living the dream.
Wait. I need to dig deeper into that. You called a cab from Wet Willie's? What does that mean?
Yeah, but this was years ago, Jay. This was Memorial Day or Labor Day weekend.
Memorial Day in Miami. Praise
and
the Lord.
And this was like one of the first times that I really – so this was 2000 to come to think of it, because this was the first time – this was literally the first time I got traded to the Bucks, and I was messing around with Riddell Anthony and Jaquez Green. Yes, I'm putting y'all on blast. Two of my young Florida guns played at the University of Florida, you know, great receivers in college, the whole deal.
On his 7-on-7 team. Good.
No, they were not on my 7.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But they had a drink called Call a Cab. And, I messed around and probably had too many. And my head felt like somebody hit me with a sledgehammer. And I literally had to call a cab to get back to the hotel.
Well, that's what happens, you know. Truth in advertising.
I told Ree and Jock, I said, man, y'all put something in my drink, man. I'm telling you, because it was a whole thing going on, Jay. It was a lot, man.
And your boys are like, hey, dummy, it's in the name of the drink.
All you needed to say to me was Wet Willie's, Miami Memorial Day. That already seems like a lot. And you know what I'm talking about.
And this was so long ago, Jay. You was like maybe in junior high at the time. So
What year was this?
This was 2000.
Oh, no. I was in college. I was down there. Don't get that twisted.
He was player of the year by 2000.
Yeah, I was in college. I was sophomore year of college, and we were going down to Florida for those weekends.
Yeah, and so that thing, I remember like it was yesterday. And ever since then, I've never had a daiquiri or whatever the hell that thing was. I've never had one ever again. Never had one ever again.
He's like, what is it called? Call a cab? I'll have too many.
No, it was a call a cab. I'm serious, man. That thing was dangerous, man. I could have came up missing.
You were one of many, one of thousands that have stumbled out of Wet Willie's.
I remember it like thousands, it was yesterday, though. I remember sliding into the cab, head first, and laying down and telling the dude. I remember, man, I was telling you, laying down. I was like, Four Seasons, whatever, blah, blah. I remember.
You
like,
get to the point where you can't, you're okay, you know where you are and everything, you just can't move. You ever have that? Like, listen, I'm all right.
Oh,
I can't pick up my head.
I just
right
really
now.
Drunken moments where you're walking Key through the hotel lobby. But Mr. Johnson, are you okay? I ain't okay.
Yeah.
So
get to my room.
Every now and then, one would accuse Bill Belichick of being.
There you go. I was about to do the same thing. You know who's not okay? So Bill Belichick will not commit to a single quarterback to start for the Patriots. Who's the starter? Mina Kimes. No, I'm bringing this sound back, Key, because we ran out of time in the last hour, and I want to know your response to this. Mina Kimes, ESPN NFL analyst, was on First Take, and this is her comment on Belichick's indecision.
I mean, I think you saw Zappi's limitations as a passer as the game went on, which is up to this point, they've been ahead. He's been able to use that play action game to hit wide open receivers. But when they fell behind, he had to drop back more. You saw him pressing and then, of course, ultimately turning the ball over the way Mac Jones did. And I think that's kind of my issue with this rotation, as it were. It feels to me that given these quarterbacks, given their youth, given the fact with Jones, we have seen some regression this season, especially when it comes to decision making. The best approach would be to just play one of them, make one of them your number one. I think that's why I had such an issue with the plan last night is it's hard for me to understand what it means in the long term for this football team.
What do you think?
See, I didn't have a problem with Zappe at all going into the game. They were down 10-0 when he came in and sparked them. So the notion that the play-action pass game wasn't working and he had to do drop back, that I don't subscribe to that. He struggled in the second half because they made second-half adjustments defensively, and you got two young coaches that didn't necessarily make the adjustments. Two young offensive coaches in Joe Judge and Matt Patricia didn't make the necessary adjustments to give him the success that he had in the first half, the second half. They just didn't. And I believe that that is part of the reason that he struggled. On top of, look, I've seen many quarterbacks get balls batted down. All right? Even some of the tallest quarterbacks get balls batted down when the defensive linemen put their hands up. It happens. I think when you look at this situation, Mac Jones, early, I think they were 1-3 with him at the starting quarterback position, and he did not look good. And then they turned to Zappe, and Zappe looked good for that 2.5 games. And then for a first half of the game the other night against, on Monday night against the Chicago Bears, the second half didn't go his way. He had a fumble, he had two interceptions. But I believe, based on what Bill Belichick is saying, that he is really conflicted on whether or not Dr. Z is the quarterback or Mac Jones will be the quarterback moving forward.
Everybody I've talked to, Key, including yourself, over this two-year span we've done this show, I've spoken to Jeff Saturday, talked to my cousin David Tyree, who played for the Giants. Everybody tells me how quarterbacks are very, very sensitive. And the fact is that when you allow there to be confusion as to whose team it is, that creates a lot of friction, right? That's been a consistent theme that I've learned from NFL players doing this show for the past 2.5 years. This is why I don't agree with what Bill Belichick is doing. And yes, he could be the GOAT, you know, but I'm questioning it.
He's not perfect. No one's perfect.
And he's not a perfect human being. And there are, you know, Coach K has made mistakes, right? People have made mistakes before. So when you only give Mac Jones 3 series and he throws a pick and you yank him, while the fans are chanting Zappe, 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 you create more confusion than just saying, you know what, Zappe, go run away with it for the next 6 or 7 games. Give it to him then, Key, if you want to do that.
The same thing that they saw in practice throughout the course of the week, they saw in the beginning of the game, which wasn't good.
Yeah, but Key, there has to be some room to allow Mac Jones to adjust to a new completely scheme that was developed by people that you just brought in this past offseason. Like,
It's a good point, Key.
You didn't hit the ground running, so now I'm going to yank you.
Key, before you defend.
So that you know, it's not a new scheme. It's new people in his ears. The same principles was carried over from Josh McDaniels. They're calling it different. But it's not a new scheme. Everybody keeps saying it's a new scheme. It's not a new scheme.
It's a good distinction. But whatever it is,
there are same scheme.
But there are new people. And with new people have come very different looking results, right, for Mac Jones. So what about that, Key? Before, like, reflexively defending Belichick, because you know from the Bill Parcells coaching tree, you look at it and see, yep, that I see what he's doing. But it does seem like he is – maybe he just doesn't have a good option at quarterback. But what would be the harm in giving it to one guy, as Jay says, and not messing with your sophomore quarterback this early in the season?
Well, one, the sophomore quarterback was out, so he wasn't ready to play. Then when he came back and he would look like he was ready to play, he got the start now. But again, the same things that they saw throughout the course of the week in practice, they saw in those 3 series of the game.
And they
The decision was made to pull him.
But you're describing what happened and probably the reasons why, and I take your word for it, and it sounds right to me. But Jay is making a judgment on it, right? I don't think it's right.
I've had bad weeks of practice, and I've started out games bad, and the games have ended really, really well.
All right.
Had a bad sleep last night.
How much trouble are the Bucks in, by the way? Got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, Jay had bad sleep last night.
So you're saying I'm having a bad first quarter today, Key? That's what you're saying?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hot news or not news time, but not with Jeremy Fowler. You're not Jeremy Fowler.
I am not.
You're not Jeremy Fowler at all.
That promo always tickles me because Jeremy's – I could just picture Jeremy like, yeah, now that the music's dropped, I'm ready to go. Like I just,
Jeremy's got bars. Do you have bars for us, Kimberly?
Because
he had bars.
I love it.
It is Kimberly A. Martin. ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take, Her Take with Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. That's an all-star cast.
I still haven't been on
right
show,
there.
But that's another story.
New episodes are available of First Take, Her Take every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts. Are you ready for hot news or not?
I'm ready.
When are you and Key going to work this out very quickly?
Listen,
are you going to have Key on the show or?
You know those guys that like constantly hit you up and you're like, bro, take it easy. Like you being a little thirsty now. Just fall back.
Well, Key doesn't have enough outlets.
I feel like Key, just chill. Let me come to you with the podcast interview request. Okay,
that
bro?
Like, okay. Well, okay. Yeah, that's
you
cool.
Let me all come
all
to
good.
You.
Go ahead.
Sound like she never told other people before.
I just, it's been three years. It's been 3 years and count, but I'm going to let you come to me.
I've only been at the company 2.5, but okay.
Okay,
Key,
so
if you keep sending texts and she doesn't respond, that means she's not interested.
If you leave dudes on red, what do you?
You're saying Key needs more game, Kimberly?
I'm just saying, it's like, bro, chill. Like, it's I dropped you
nope.
at some point.
It's Kimberly.
Take a number. Sit there. We have the deli counter. Like, just sit down. We're going to call you at some point. Okay.
It's all good.
She's definitely not calling Key.
She's not calling Jason.
You on my list. I'm going to get back to you. It's all good. Don't trip.
You know you're hitting a nerve. Kimberly knows she hit her nerve right
now. Don't trip. She on my list. I'm going to get back to her. Max, let's roll.
Bill Belichick, it's a good idea, Key, doesn't commit to Mac Jones as his starting quarterback, Kimberly. Hot news or not news?
This is hot news only because it's so avoidable. And Belichick is making this a bigger issue. Mac Jones was a starter. He didn't lose the job, but he had to take a step back because of the injury. So he put in the new guy. I think Zappe, the way he played in the second half, all but made that QB controversy combo. I think that's moot now based on how he played.
I think it's hot news just because people are into the situation of the two quarterbacks. But as far as I can see, Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick, and he's going to stay Bill Belichick. He's not going to do what everybody wants him to do, which is tell them what they want so they can continue to write stories and talk about it. And it becomes very frustrating, I think, at times for people that cover the Patriots or want information out of the Patriots camp. Everybody should know he's not giving you anything. So stop asking. Just write your stories the way you want to write them and go from there.
Well, I mean, I say it's hot news. He's not giving the media anything, but apparently he's not giving the players anything either. I mean, when neither one knew who was really going to start. And I just think that's confusion that doesn't need to be created for it's no hot, necessary reason.
It's hot news because the difference between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi is not Dak Prescott to Cooper Rush. I mean, I was arguing, hey, you leave Cooper Rush in until they lose. But I wasn't arguing once they lose, you keep Cooper Rush in, then you got to move on, right? But Bailey Zappi and Mac Jones... Mac Jones is taller. I mean, otherwise, show me the real difference so far. They look kind of the same to me.
Well, he went to the Pro Bowl last year. He led his team to the playoffs. He had a 60-70% completion percentage on
what,
Dickin and
Duncan?
But the
gap is not, when you watch them, the gap is not Dak
to
Cooper
Rush. So here's
what
I will say about that. A personnel exec texted me, you know, and I thought this was really good. Everybody loves the backup. Until the backup has to be in there for extended plays. Mm-hmm. Like this sample size of Bailey Zappi, yes, he gave you a spark for a bit. But based off of what Mac did last year, I don't think you can say the difference between those guys is minimal. I think Mac, he had a Pro Bowl caliber season last year. So I don't
Kimberly,
I don't
do you realize if you had Key on the podcast, he could tell you that information. You wouldn't even need a text from a.
Oh, that's true. That's true because I don't know a better football mind than Keyshawn. So see,
me neither. Hey, this is Kimberly. Me either.
You see? Oh my
me
gosh!
Either. But it's always funny for me because it's like, well, Belichick provided the vehicle, and the vehicle is what got Mac Jones all those numbers. I'm like, well, Mac Jones had to do his part too.
Yeah. Fair. Mac Jones put up, actually, you know, Jay went through a top 10 and a lot of stuff, top 5 and some stuff.
Oh God, if y'all don't stop, move on.
Colts bench Matt Ryan, not Mac Ryan. Jay, that's ridiculous. Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
You're the one
and
talking.
We'll start Sam Ehlinger. Hot news or not news?
That is hot news. I covered the Titans-Colts game, and to see how that went down, I mean, you've been sacked 24 times. They've got to pay him $20-something million guaranteed just to sit on the bench now. And this is for the Colts. They've gone through 5 different quarterbacks, I believe, since Andrew Luck retired. So it's hot news because Chris Ballard, their GM, somebody's got to ask him what is going on. I mean, how many QBs are you going to run through before you get it right?
And on top of that, it's hot news because, one, you're replacing him with a guy that you don't know a lot about that hasn't played any regular season snaps in Sam Ehlinger. But also, at the same time, you paid a lot of money, like you said, Kim, to Matt Ryan to get him financially. And on top of that, you still owe him another $12 million in guaranteed money next year. So you got a lot of decisions to make from a money standpoint. You know, his benching, so to speak, I think is – it could be a blessing if this kid could play at all and they could see if they got their quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I think this is hot news. I unfortunately think this is going to be the last season for Chris Ballard and Frank Wright.
Really?
And just so you know, Kim, Sam Ehlinger is their 7th quarterback that they're going on. 7th.
It's a lot of quarterbacks.
And Jay has ties to Indianapolis.
7 quarterbacks equals no quarterbacks, let's face it. Right? They need a quarterback. All right. Both the Bucs and Packers fall to 3-4 on the season. Hot news or not news,
this
Kimberly?
This is hot news because think about what we thought in the offseason. You know, both of these Hall of Fame-type quarterbacks, future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, teams that you thought would be favorites in their division, favorites in their conferences, and now we're literally talking on shows all day long about are the Bucs done? Are the Packers done? Oh. This is not what you're seeing. Brady look 45, which is not what we're used to seeing. And Aaron, besides the hair, we're not seeing a lot of good things coming out of Green Bay right now.
Besides,
you
the
know,
hair.
Key, good.
It's not news to me. I just look at it and say to myself, the seasons are not lost. You got one team in Tom Brady who's still in first place. And you got another team in Aaron Rodgers that 5, 6, and 7 in the playoffs is going to be better than 1 and 2 for them this year if they can make it. It's just, you know, it's like, eh, not news.
To me, it's hot news just because it's Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and let's be frank about it. I mean, adversity doesn't build character. It reveals it in times of adversity, right? So we get a chance to see it.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN, NFL reporter extraordinaire, with us now playing Hot News or Not News. And let me say quickly, it's hot news because, given the age of the quarterbacks, we're looking to see, do they look old? And the answer is, and I agree with Key, I think they're both going to make the playoffs. I think they'll be fine. But Brady has looked old recently. We know he's going through stuff in his personal life. Mm-hmm. He looks like he lost weight. The offensive line's not the same, et cetera, et cetera. But he looks old when he plays. And Rodgers has looked a lot better. This is about as bad Rodgers has looked. So, like, I think it's hot news. Jets will be without both Breece Hall and Elijah Vera Tucker for the rest of the season, Kimberly.
Yeah,
hot news or not?
This is hot news because I was there on draft day when they had a monster first-round draft with Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson, everybody. And then Breece Hall, that was the home run hitter that they were. Robert Saleh was so happy to get. He's just so dynamic. You cannot replace a Breece Hall. Like, James Robinson, good pickup, but you can't replace a Breece Hall. Like, he's just too dynamic a guy. And Vera Tucker actually been playing well this year. This is a Jets team that 5-2, they've got a great record, but questions still with the QB. And not losing a weapon, I think, like that is major.
No, it's certainly hot news. In 5-2, they're headed in the right direction. They lose AVT on the offensive line. On top of losing him, Breece Hall, one of their home run hitters on the offensive side of the ball. It'll be interesting to see if James Robinson, who's been a 1,000-yard rusher in this league, could come in and do some of the same things based on the blocking scheme, but you miss an AVT. So I can see him still fighting and clawing and playing good football, but I don't think you're going to see the same team that we saw the last 4 weeks of this season.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. The Jets are one of the top teams in AFC, which is crazy that I even said that out loud. But Kimberly, do you think this will require Zach Wilson to put on that super cape and do more?
That is the opposite of what they want to see right now.
Huh.
You don't want Zach Wilson feeling like, I've got to do more. It's play within the offense. There will be opportunities to take shots. There will be opportunities, but it's they're not trying to put everything on the kid. I think that's part of the maturation process, like little by little, as you get comfortable, as we get better. I don't think you want Zach Wilson playing hero ball, which he might want to do, but that's not what they want.
It's hot news because the Jets, like the Chargers, like there are some teams you look at, you're just waiting for something to go wrong. And
just want the Jets fans
they're
to
so
have nice
stacked
things.
Right now. You think they can overcome that, but now here come the injuries, right?
Yeah.
Just like the Chargers, the same sort of thing. Hey, Kimberly, real quick, the other day on This Just In, terrific show, 2 p.m. Eastern, handsome host, you and I were kind of having a sidebar argument about Daniel Jones versus Zach Wilson, and I thought, I said Daniel Jones better quarterback right now than Zach Wilson. Do you still think that Zach Wilson's better than Daniel Jones now?
I mean, right now, you're talking about a guy who's got 4 years in the league,
right.
You know what I'm saying, versus a kid that...
So you think Zach Wilson's upside is better?
I think his upside, is better. If he ends up being the type of quarterback that the Jets project, I think with Daniel Jones, I'm not as impressed with the ceiling, with what he could potentially be.
That is Kimberly A. Martin.
Did I upset you there, Max?
NFL reporter. No, I would have agreed with you until this year. Now I'm starting to... I want to see what Daniel Jones can do with a number one receiver. Like, just give him Zach Wilson's receivers and let's see what he can do, right? I'd love to see that and find out what the ceiling is. But I hear you.
There's nothing worse, Max, than sending 6 or 7 texts and just seeing them there and they're not being answered. I mean, I feel for Key.
Oh.
On this. I well, just
Kimberly's got
like,
game,
hey,
you know? Like, she's
are,
got game.
You know, are you there? Hello? Start talking to yourself, asking
first
questions.
Of all,
he's in his feelings. You can tell by his face he's in his feelings. Okay. Mm-hmm.
First of all, I haven't sent her 6 or 7 texts asking her to be on the show. So let's clear that up first and foremost.
Thank you for the clarification.
On top of that, I've asked Kimberly several times that she's been on the show. When is she going to invite me on the show?
Yeah.
Now, whether she invites me or not, the show is going to continue to be successful.
Mm.
I just wanted to lend her a different voice than the same stale guest that she probably gets.
Wow.
That's all.
Wow.
Hot news or not news? I think it's the hottest news that we broke on the show yet today is this little internal
beef
riff
going on.
Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Is Dallas's defense good enough to carry them to the Super Bowl? Thank you, Kimberly. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Chris Canty.
CC.
Yo, what's happening?
former defensive end for the New York Football Giants and Super Bowl champion.
Don't tell Keyshawn Johnson that, because I started out in Dallas as one of his teammates. And I can confirm, based on what he said earlier, he was a prick to all of us.
Co-host of Canty and Carlin, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
But was I a disrespectful prick, or was I a positive prick?
Well, you didn't. You never disrespected me, and I appreciate the Christmas cards you used to send me every year, too. Shout out for that.
Yeah.
But when I saw Keyshawn Johnson get into it with Todd Haley and him use some words that we can't use on family programming in front of everybody on the team, I was like, man,
is this how players talk to coaches
in the NFL? I never knew.
And Key loves Todd Haley. You should hear, like, Key loves Todd Haley.
But, Chris and Canty, was it not warranted for me to get in his ass?
I don't know what was happening, Key. I ain't no receiver. I'm on the defensive side of the ball.
What happened? What did you see, Chris?
I saw what resembled a muff from Key to Todd Haley, and then get the out my face, Stanley. That's what Keyshawn did to Todd Haley in practice. We were in that little bubble that the Dallas Cowboys had at Valley Ranch. I had never seen a player have that type of interaction with the head coach. This is my rookie year, granted. So I was just like, man, this is an eye-opener for me. But Key, when it comes to the investment that he made every single day
in
the work ethic,
yeah,
like, he puts it in. So I can understand why he would demand that kind of excellence from his coaches, because that's what he puts out for the rest of his teammates.
I love the follow-up question from Key, though. But was I a disrespectful
prick?
Yeah,
was I disrespectful, though, right?
I never knew there could be a respectful prick.
I wasn't disrespectful to my teammates or my coaches, for that matter. Yeah, I hold anybody accountable for anything, whether it's in this radio or TV business and producers, whatever the case is. If I feel I'm putting in the work and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, you should be doing the same things. And if you don't, then I'm going to try my best to carry you to get you to do it. And that's the way I feel about – that's the same way I feel about Aaron Rodgers in this situation, Canty, is I feel like he's complaining. It's your job to tell them this is what needs to happen, to bring them along, to sit their ass down and teach them the things that need to be done so y'all can get to a Super Bowl, opposed to, you know, being soft about it or going on podcasts and talking about it. Just grab them, pull them aside, and say, yo, man, if you don't get it done, somebody else going to get it done. And I'm going to sign off on somebody else getting it done, because what you're not going to do is have me out here looking like I'm a cardboard cutout. That's the way I would approach it. But, you know, hey, everybody does it different, right, Chris?
No, everybody is different, but I think we got to hear from Aaron Rodgers before we get into my commentary about it, because I got some strong feelings about how he's handled his business as a leader on that team.
That's a radio pro right there. He's not on Canty and Carlin 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus for nothing. Let's hear Aaron Rodgers.
I think when the players really take over, then you're going to see the possibility of us making a run. I'm not talking about usurping power from coaches. I'm talking about we take ownership of what we're putting on the field. Now, some of that might be in the plan. So some of that might be, hey, I really want to do this, offense, defense, teams, whatever it might be. But the other part is taking ownership of your daily habits and your routines. Just because we're a young team, we can't just write that off as, oh, they're figuring it out. The rookies are figuring this thing out, and they're going to go through their rookie wall and blah, blah, blah. We need everybody on the same page to make the plays that are possible. We need them Monday to Saturday to put in the time to be ready to play Sunday, because there's too many times in a game where there's simple, simple things that just are not being accomplished.
Here's what I got to say about this. And Aaron Rodgers going on the Pat McAfee show to express his frustrations with his teammates is the wrong form to do it. You do that closed doors. You do that in the team meeting at the beginning of the morning. You pull guys aside and say, hey, this is what we need to do. We got to have more urgency about going about our business. But as far as his leadership style is concerned, it leaves a lot to be desired. I think we're starting to see this season a bit of why Aaron Rodgers has only made it to one Super Bowl. I think that's what we're starting to see. For a quarterback that's won back-to-back MVP, I think he's got a total of four in his career. For a guy that a lot of people are saying might be the most talented quarterback we've seen in a generation, this is why this guy only gets to one Super Bowl over the course of his career. And we're talking about this guy being in the league since 2005. So I look at Aaron Rodgers saying these things about his teammates, threatening guys' playing time, saying if they don't clean up these mistakes, then we got to take them guys out and get somebody else in. I think back to last week when he told the media that, hey, we got to simplify things, and then Matt LaFleur saying, well, I don't even know what that means. Aaron Rodgers, I respect you as the quarterback of the team, but you're not the head coach of the team. You're not. And it feels like there's an overstep when it comes to some of the public commentary that he's making about what's going on. And that, to me, is a poor leadership style. And then, taking it a step further, a couple of weeks ago, he also said he had this glowing relationship with Brian Gutekunst, and if we need to make a move at the trade deadline, I'm pretty confident that we're going to do that. Aaron Rodgers, you're the quarterback, bro. You're the quarterback. You're not the head coach. You're not the GM. You talk about not usurping the authority of your head coach, but it sure doesn't feel like you respect his authority when you make these kind of public comments, because you're throwing your teammates under the bus, and then you're throwing the bus in reverse and backing up over them. And these are guys that you're going to need in order to get to where you want to go.
And CeCe, a question I've been asking myself is, he's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is holding everybody's feet to the fire, and that's his way of showing accountability. I'm like, who's making Aaron Rodgers accountable? Who's holding his feet to the fire?
Nobody.
And that's the question.
Let me say that differently. I'm going to give you the key sweat. Nobody is holding Aaron Rodgers accountable. But, Jay, how can you hold a guy accountable when you've turned over control of the franchise to him over the last year and a half? You've been trying to walk back this Jordan Love, I guess, rift that happened when they decided to draft him in the first round. And as a result, you've acquiesced to Aaron Rodgers at every single turn.
So now I want to explore this a little bit, all right?
Go ahead. Let's do
it. They're 13 wins, three consecutive years. Mm-hmm. Flamed out in the playoffs. I got problems with him, you know, not performing down the stretch, fourth quarter playoff games. But 13 wins a year. Now, Devontae leaves. They have to replace him with talented draft picks, but they're rookies. Aside from the leadership style, I think you make a very strong point. What about the content of what he's actually saying? Suddenly you turn around and it doesn't look good. And what he's saying is, what I hear him saying is, the young guys are not putting in the work. What do you think about that? Because something's changed, right? They don't look like a 13-win team right now.
Max, that doesn't make me come closer to you, though, as a leader. If I'm a young guy,
I'm going further away.
I've been there. Jalen Rose said something about me my first game where I missed some free throws. That didn't make me go towards Jalen Rose. I was like, oh, F you, Jalen. That's
point.
How you feel?
Jay, great point. I'm not pushing back against the leadership style point.
That,
I'm asking about of what he actually said.
Yeah, that content sounds all good, and I'm not saying that they're not points that need to be made, but the forum in which you make those points and how you express that to your teammates matter. I mean, head coaches can go to the media. The general manager can go to the media.
Not the quarterback.
But the quarterback can't do that.
He's
and
a teammate.
We say guys but that are making mistakes, you know what you're clearly doing? You're saying it ain't me, it's them. You're saying
say
it ain't
it,
me,
though,
it's
Chris.
Them. When you say guys that are making mistakes need to be better, or we got to get some other guys in there, that's with the unsaid part of that, if you're reading in between the lines, is that it ain't me in terms of why this thing looks so bad. It's them. You can never separate yourself as a teammate from the rest of the guys in the locker room, mm-hmm. especially when you're the quarterback, because that's a leadership position by nature, and that's what Aaron Rodgers is doing with these comments, and that's why I got a problem with it.
And that's why I said what I said. I said he has to go to these guys and grab them and talk to them, teach them, sit down with film, tell them what it is that they're doing wrong and help them do better. And if he can do that, then great. And if not, then you now could have a conversation about replacing them, but you have to tell them that. You don't
but
need
not
to
public.
But you can't
anything.
Have a conversation about replacing them publicly, especially on
no,
the Pat McAfee show. Come
not
on, man.
All.
You can't do
not
that.
At all.
And that's the
you
problem,
can't.
Man. These guys, this ain't college, man. All of us are getting, well, I guess they're getting paid in college too, but these dudes are getting paid. This is their livelihood. And when you start talking about threatening other players' playing time, that guys are not going to respond to that the way that you want them to. That's not going to make guys move closer to you like Jay suggested. That's going to make guys move further away from you. That's how you get clicks in the locker room, and that's mm-hmm. how things continue to spiral. Now, Max, we're talking about the young receivers needing to figure it out and get together. What the hell does that have to do with what we're seeing on the defensive side of the ball? Think about how bad that is, and they got seven first-round draft picks on that side of the ball.
They were supposed to carry them while they're getting the offense figured out.
Exactly, yep. And that defense is a part of why the Green Bay Packers have the second-worst second-half scoring differential in the entire NFL. Guys, We can put this on the young receivers, but it's bigger than that in Green Bay. And that's where, when you have the talent that they have and they're underachieving to this degree, that's when I point to the leadership. That's why I'm looking at Matt LaFleur and I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers.
A very fired up Chris Canty. Just wait until what he has to say on Canty and Carlin at 3 p.m. Eastern
Speaking
today.
Speaking of gospel.
On ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Yeah. That was just a taste. Thanks, Chris.
What a prick.
But a respectful one.
I got up early in the morning to jump on your show, and that's what I get, Key? Come on, man.
What a respectful one.
Oh, no, I was reading this. Just don't worry about that.
We are on the eve of the first college football playoff ranking.
What?
Imagine how fired up Chris will be about that at 3 p.m.
Which team, Virginia ain't in it,
can help itself most this weekend?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. You can catch us on the ESPN app, too. And if you... If you have a daughter, boy, this song, whew. Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter, with us now. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
How are you doing, Heather? Hadn't seen you in quite some time.
Yeah, minute, where have you been hiding?
I'm coming back up there to see you guys.
Excellent. Heather, we're going to have our first college football playoff rankings next Tuesday. That's November 1st. Which team do you think can help itself the most this weekend?
Well, I think Tennessee can, because they can't lose to Kentucky. I mean, everybody loves Tennessee, and I understand that, but they cannot go 0-2 against Kentucky and Georgia. Right now, they have the best resume in the country. They're number one in strength of record. You can make a case for Tennessee as the top team in the country. But if they lose to Kentucky, this whole picture changes, guys. So I think that they've got a chance to really further assert themselves as a true playoff contender.
Heather, how good is Tennessee really? Offensively, obviously, with those wide splits, they got some explosive wide receivers, and Hendon Hooker looks like the potential Heisman Trophy guy coming down the stretch. But the defensive side of the ball is a little bit of a struggle. So how good are they?
Well, we're going to find out, and that's why I mentioned Tennessee in the first question, because if there's a defense on their schedule that can slow down Hendon Hooker and Jalin Hyatt, I think it could be Kentucky. And when you look at what Tennessee has done offensively, they are scoring at least 30 points a game. Kentucky has held their opponents to at least 24 points per game in the past 11 games. So I think this is going to be a really intriguing matchup, and we'll find out how seriously to take them, not only in the SEC East, but in the college football playoff race. And it'll also help indicate how many teams the SEC really can get into the top four.
Heather Dinich, ESPN college football reporter, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. Heather, if you had to give us your top six right now, what would they be?
Well, I'm glad you're all sitting down for this because Twitter didn't like it very much. I'm curious to see what you guys think about it. But my top four this week is Ohio State, Georgia, Tennessee, and then Oregon. I have the Ducks in this week. Now, remember, it's a snapshot. And I did not forget that Oregon was absolutely demolished by Georgia in the season opener. It was ugly. There's no sugarcoating it. I get it. But what they did against UCLA was better than anything a lot of the other contenders did to this point. And I would argue it's better than Michigan's win over Penn State, because I don't think Penn State is a very good team. So when you look at Bo Nix and what he's done, guys, he threw six incompletions in that game. He found his playmakers, no turnovers. He made it look easy. And Auburn fans are probably like, wait, where was this? So I like the Ducks this week. I'm not necessarily convinced that they'll maintain that spot.
Heather, where is Alabama on your list? Are they around 5-6? And could they make the college football playoffs still, in your opinion?
I have them at 6 right now because of, they have a loss. I have Michigan at number 5. Yes, they can absolutely make the college football playoff if they continue to play the way they did against Mississippi State. That was probably one of the most convincing, impressive performances that we've seen because the defense played so well. But Alabama, to me, guys, is not a lock because, unlike in years past, if they don't win the SEC championship, I'm not putting a two-loss team in. So I think the Tide is in must-win mode from here on out.
Who are we not talking about that we should be talking about?
Well, TCU fans would like to have a word, right? Undefeated Frogs out there. And they've been playing so well. Max Duggan, their quarterback, has been great. They've been playing good on both sides of the ball. My hang-up with TCU is that I don't think they're going to stay undefeated because they have to go on the road and they have to win at Texas, at Baylor. I think the Big 12 is ultimately going to have a one-loss Power 5 champion, and I don't know if their resumes are going to stack up against the other Power 5 champions.
That is Heather Dinich, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN college football reporter, and she is brought to you by Eckridge Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckridge, you do you. Thank you, Heather. Great to see you as always.
Thanks, Heather.
Thanks, guys.
Coming up, guys, there's been so many success stories early in head coaching in the NFL, right? The Eagles are undefeated. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks, he said, it's going to look the same with Geno Smith. It does. But Russell Wilson doesn't look the same, right? That makes Pete Carroll look even better at the moment. And, of course, the two New York head coaches for the Giants and for the Jets. You know me, I love me some Dable. But Jets coach got a receipts on Key, who apparently doesn't take receipts. We are going to get in to whether or not Dable's coach of the year. Coming up, KJM.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.